Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Okay, so I want to talk about a listener of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Stephanie, I hope I pronounced your last name correctly. Podger? Stephanie Podger, P-O-D-G-O-R, Podger. Am I pronouncing that right? I'm going to call her Stephanie from now on. Stephanie has a question that I get a lot over the past 10 years, and it's a great question, but it's also a very inspiring email. Let me read this to you. Came in last week when I was in Palm Springs, and the subject is, I'm quitting today. Quitting today, all caps. I can't believe it! Exclamation point. Hi, Sam. I absolutely love Every Day is Saturday. I'm making a huge decision today, and I'm nervous and scared and so unbelievably excited. Let me tell you, those three emotions are always there when you're going for your dream. Nervous, scared, and unbelievably excited. About 2 years ago, I quit my full-time job to do an MLM jewelry company. Love the jewelry, love what the company stands for. I pushed hard for 3 months, and when I wasn't able to pay my bills, I panicked. Perfectly natural as well. We go into business opportunities. This is me editorializing right now. Instead of reading, continue to read email. I'm going to get back to it in a second. You go into a biz op, or you get all excited, and the money doesn't come in right away, and then you panic. And that's not a good thing to do, because you got to remember why you got involved in that business opportunity. All right, I'll stop talking. I'm going to read the rest of the email, and then I'll talk about the rest of it. She goes on to say, I tried to put a Band-Aid on it by joining another MLM. Of course, that didn't work because it's not instant money. I know now I was making choices in a panicked state of mind. Never a good decision. For a year, I pieced income together, babysitting, part-time work, my jewelry MLM. I wasn't ready to let go. And then after all the struggling, November 11th last year, I went back to corporate America. I was depressed about it. I felt like a failure. I was in one awful job for 3 months and then left to go to a slightly less awful corporate job. I've now been working traditionally for a little more than a year and hating every minute of it. I joined a new MLM, a health and fitness-based company, but at that time, about 6 months ago, I was not looking for another biz op. I had started using the products, lost weight, had great results, and started coaching people to do the same without becoming an official coach. And someone said, why don't you just do this? You're already rocking it and not getting paid for it. I realized they were right. I joined, but I don't half-ass things. And in my heart, I am a life changer and entrepreneur, but the full-time J-O-B has been holding me back more than I thought. I've been exhausting myself. After tossing and turning for over 2 hours last night, I woke my husband up and we had a conversation. He told me, what are you waiting for? You're already inspiring people. I want you to hit the ground running, let go of the past, and stop being scared that you'll quit and the same thing will happen that happened about 2 years ago. I believe in you. So even though I'm scared and I don't want to let a past mistake define me, I'm giving my 2 weeks notice today. No safety net, no part-time jobs. I'm going to try to piece together income with I'm going all in on my coaching biz. I know in my heart this is the right path. You are one of the people that have helped push me to this place. My only question is, with suddenly losing that consistent time for money paycheck, how do I make sure I don't put so much pressure to immediately kill it at my coaching business that I crack? Come January, I will need this income to be at least $1,000 a month to survive, paying all the bills. How do I make sure not to crack under the pressure and just keep doing what I do and spreading my inspirational and hopeful message? Thank you for taking the time to read this, Sam. Much love to you, your wife, and your beautiful daughters. Stephanie, that was an amazing email. Thank you for listening, number one, to the Everyday Saturday podcast. And thank you for having the courage to get back on the horse. I mean, look, here's somebody that tried a home business, did not have success, which is 99% of people, quite honestly. But she went back to a job, didn't like it, knew she wasn't going to like it. If I had to guess, Stephanie, I would pretty much guess that you would go back thinking that I'm not going to like this, but it's temporary, which is perfectly fine too, guys, okay? You don't ever want to lose sight of why you're doing what you're doing, okay? Stephanie's main question is, I need $1,000 a month starting in January. How do I make sure I don't crack under the pressure and I make that money? Well, here's what you do, all right? You focus on traffic, you focus on customers, and don't lose sight of the low-hanging fruit, meaning, are there people that you know in a home business or in a type of industry where they could use your coaching, okay? Because what you need to focus on, $1,000 a month, let's break it down. Let's just chunk it down, all right? It's $250 a week, assuming there's 4 weeks in a month. Some weeks have five. Maybe January has five. But let's say $250 in a week. So Monday through Wednesday, you got to make $125. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in that period, you got to make another $125, all right? That's not a lot of money. Okay, we're talking what, maybe in 3 days, you got to make $50, less than $50 in a day. How about less than $25 in the morning and less than $25 in the afternoon? That's not a lot of money. So maybe you create an ebook, Stephanie, and you make sure you sell two of those a day at $25 a pop. That's $50. And maybe with the ebook, you include a 30-minute coaching session, because in the if you just do that. Now, how do you create an ebook? It's simple, right? Write a Word document, or if you got a MacBook, then you write it in Pages and you just convert it to a PDF. Go on Fiverr, have somebody throw a nice illustration on that ebook for $5, pretty it up, and boom, you're out the door for less than $5 or $10, whatever it would be. All right. That's just an off the cuff idea, okay? Bundle. Start bundling your services. You know, start thinking of your intellectual property. Maybe your question is, what's my ebook going to be about? Well, it could be about going through massive transition. It could be about how to be successful, how to take a step forward by taking two steps backwards. You know, things like that. Here's what everybody needs to do, not just Stephanie. Everybody who wants to create intellectual property needs to sit down in a quiet spot. Not, you know, with the TV going, the computer going, Facebook up and Twitter and all that stuff. Get in a quiet space and start thinking about your life's journey. What have you done? Are you a mother? You're a wife. You're a home business owner. You're a corporate slave moving into entrepreneurship. You're passionate. You're emotional. Inside the word emotion is motion. All right. You're somebody who creates momentum, something out of nothing. All of that can be created and put into a 10 to 12 page ebook. How do you write a 10 to 12 page ebook? You write one page a day, and in 10 days, you got a 10 page ebook. All right. Or you write one page an hour, and in 10 hours, you got it. However you write. I'm not fast writing like that. It'd take me one page a day for 10 days. You create something. Then you learn how to create audios. Then you create videos. You go on YouTube and create your own channel. And within that channel, you can create your own playlist. And within that playlist, it can be private to where only people who purchase your coaching or your ebook can have access to that YouTube playlist. Okay? All of this is bundled up, and it's $25, or it's $125. If you want to make $1,000, sell it to one person for $1,000. You want to make that $1,000 over 10 people, sell it to 10 people for $100. Sell it to 20 people for $50. 50 people for $20. Well, however you want to slice and dice it, don't get scared or undervalue your intellectual property, okay? Meaning, don't sell it for $7, okay? Because people who pay more, they also pay more attention, all right? If you don't put a value on your products, how the hell would you ever expect someone else to put a value on your product, all right? So how do you not become scared? How do you not go, look, here's what happens to some people. They go into January thinking, I got to make $1,000. They make nothing, and then, man, they are wiped out. Come up with an alternative plan. I'm just saying this, and I'm not saying you do it, but look, why put all that pressure? If you've got 3 hours a day or 4 hours a day, why not go find employment for 3 to 4 hours a day to take that pressure off? There's a lot of jobs where you can make $1,000 in a month. All right, a lot of jobs. You can also do jobs online on the internet. Like you can be go to Elance, go to any one of these places where you can actually do work for people. I'm not saying you have to do that, but what I am saying is, you know, you don't want to go into 1 month thinking I have to make $1,000, because then you're equating the success of that 30-day period of time to money, which is never the right thing to do. Money is just it's the reward you get for the value that you bring, but it might take you 3 months to start making that type of money. Why would you equate success to a dollar amount, all right? Because what you're totally doing is you're discounting all of the things that you've learned along the way and all the people that you've met that are going to continue to help you years and years and years down the road. You know, so don't just equate the month of January to $1,000, but I will tell you this, $125 Monday through Wednesday and $125 Thursday through Saturday and take Sunday off, all right? It's not a lot. What you got to do is just create the product. If you want to sell your time, sell your time. Do coaching and consulting for individuals, but you need to find the thirsty audience that wants that glass of water, and you're in a perfect industry. At least you were in the past in multi-level marketing. These are people who love the coaching, love the consulting, love the motivating, love the inspiring. Do Google Hangouts. You know, those are free. Do Google Hangouts, but capture and start building your database. Don't ever get anybody on a webinar, a Hangout, a teleconference, whatever, without getting their name and email, because they're going to be, if they don't buy that day, they are going to be potential customers down the road. Start hosting these Hangouts and have, you know, a blueprint type of thing that you're going to give away to individuals, all right? These are all ideas that you're going to use to build your database. The money is in the list, Stephanie, and you will create that $1,000 a month. Hell, you'll do $10,000 a month. But don't put the pressure in January. I mean, and look, I'm just saying it. If this was my daughter or my wife, I'd give the advice, and I'm not saying that you're not worthy of something better. But if it's working at a Starbucks or waiting tables or doing something to make extra cash that's going to take the pressure off, just do it and have fun with it and maybe chronicle that, you know, and don't put so much pressure on what people think about you. And I'm not saying everybody's a waiter or a waitress. Maybe there's something, maybe you make $1,000 still working in an office. I don't know. What I am saying is that it's not reasonable to put $1,000 on a month, okay, when you're just getting started, and then equate that success to that month. I shoveled sidewalks in Bradford, Pennsylvania for 6 months before I got my big speaking gig that paid me a lot of money, all right? I was shoveling sidewalks, chasing rent for more than 9 months, all right? So that wasn't beneath me, you know? I knew, because you know why? I knew my big break was coming. I knew my ship was coming in. I knew that I would be on stages all around the world, that I was not going to put a time limit on it. So don't put that pressure on yourself. The money will come most of the time when you don't even focus on the money coming in. But start now, December 10th, creating your intellectual suite of products. All right. Congratulations, Stephanie, on quitting your job. If you want to share your story, your questions with me, hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley or send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. It's been an awesome day already, man. I hope you're having the most amazing day. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.